You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kelly Barton attended her first park run in 2016, hoping to get a bit more active and meet some friendly new people. And it was there that she met Mike Leatherbarrow when he stepped in as her guide runner, and love grew over the miles and they eventually got married in October of 2023. Mike and Kelly are here today to tell us their story and why they love running. Hi, Mike and Kelly. Thanks so much for joining us. Kelly, do you mind telling us about your sight loss journey?
Yeah, of course. So I was born blind, so my eyes were underdeveloped. So I've never had, you know, sight. I've got like a tiny little bit in my left eye, but nothing that's sort of classed as useful vision. So I've never really known any different. And like many other blind and partially sighted people, I've just, you know, got on with my life like we all do. You know, I've worked and I'm a mum and, you know, everything's pretty good really. But the one thing that I always found really challenging was that I just never, ever felt like I could get fit. I always felt like I couldn't join a gym and there wasn't really any sports that I could access. So for me, the sort of fitness side of my life was the one thing that I really, you know, didn't feel like it was going that well and I wanted to improve upon.
And what prompted you to go to that very first park run in 2016?
It was my GP, Simon. I was chatting to him about the challenges that you face when you're blind or partially sighted, that you can't just navigate around a gym when you're blind and you need to use a cane, and that the area I live in, there was not really any adaptive sports. And I was just saying how, you know, I think I was approaching 40 at the time and just felt like it was important that, you know, I picked up on my fitness. I don't think I was hugely unfit and I wasn't like overweight or anything, but I just wanted to feel fitter in myself, because I think also, you know, you can't even just go out for a big long walk on your own unless you know the route. It's just quite challenging, isn't it? So I was chatting to my GP about wanting to get fitter, and coincidentally he trained as a guide runner quite recently at that time, and sort of invited me to go down to park run with him, and it's really local to me, our local park run here in Southport. And I just thought, you know what, I'll give it a go. I didn't have a clue how far 5k was at the time. I didn't know what it'd be like. I didn't know whether I could run it or even walk it the whole way, but I just went along and thought, yeah, I'll give it a go.
And Mike, what had made you decide to train as a guide runner?
I took running up about a year after volunteering at the London 2012 Paralympics, and I was inspired by those athletes. I took up running, then an opportunity came up and I wanted to go on a guide running course developed by England Athletics. Started guiding then for another person in the locality, and then I was part of the Southport Park Run Core team, which Simon coincidentally was part of. I started running with Kelly back in, I think, December 2016.
What were your first impressions of each other?
Straight out, I kind of really like knew that I liked Mike. I'm quite chatty and like I could pick up that Mike was a little bit shy, but I did find out that he was single. I made sure I found that out. You know, we got on really well, very, very, very quickly. Obviously, it took us ages before we got together. But I definitely liked Mike from the get-go.
How about you, Mike? Did you have an idea that Kelly had a crush on you?
I was, to be honest with you, quite oblivious to it. I was trying to be that tentative guide runner, look out for her, make sure she ran well and felt safe. And we got on really, really well, because you have to be quite descriptive and talk a lot. And then we just built up that trust. But over time, I was made aware. I think I didn't fully appreciate how much she liked me, because I thought no one would ever do like that ever again. And we got to a point where we clicked and we went on to the next stage.
Can you tell us more about how you established trust as a guide runner and runner, and the kind of style that you both run together?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is a big thing to put your cane down and just kind of use a tether or hold someone's arm and think, right, I've got to trust this person to get me around and get me around safely. You know, and you're obviously going at a lot faster speed than you would normally walk. But I think what I liked about running with Mike straight away was that I'm a lot slower runner than he is. So he was coming down to my pace and he was like really patient about it and really kind about my running pace, which wasn't great at the time, but it doesn't matter, because park run just isn't about that anyway. Over time, you know, I did speed up. What I always liked about Mike, he's quite robust. You know, some people when they guide you, they're quite like tentative about, you know, they're very careful when they're running with you, whereas when I'm running with Mike, if we're going to run through a bush, he'll just tell me to duck my head a bit, or the bush might hit me on the head, because it means we can shave a few seconds off by going that way. Like if we go round it, it'll slow us down a bit, and I quite like that, because I wanted to get better and a little bit quicker. So, and I trusted him that we would do things like that, but do it safely.
And Mike, as you said, you sort of run with other people as well. What kind of things do you ask when you first start running with people to establish a good running style and know how much to push them and how much to step back?
With park running and guide running, even though the title's guide running, you can effectively be guiding someone who's walking or an increased jogging pace or run for a bit and walk for a bit. It's fully inclusive. So it is, the key thing is communication, presenting yourself, talking to the person, understanding their apprehensions, their concerns, and just calming them down and just asking, what do they want from you? How much communication, how much detail, and just understanding what type of pace you want to go for. There's different ways of walking or guide running as well. Kelly and I use what we call a ramble tag, which is a strap that's velcroed onto my arm and it has a loop on. Some people may hold my arm or my elbow, or you could use what you call a tether, which is basically a long rope, really. So they're loosely connected, but it's more of a reassurance that they feel safe and so forth. So it's not a one-stop solution for each person that you're guiding. It's very, very, very unique. I've been running with Kelly for many, many years now. So the amount of description I give is probably at its minimal, because we can do it through feedback through the arm, whereas someone new to guiding may need quite a continuous description of what's coming ahead, the ground, whether we're going onto loose gravel, onto grass, whether there's some mud, whether we have to overtake someone and so forth. So it is a very, very unique experience, and people who go on a guide course, they are taught that as well.
And you've completed multiple half marathons and marathons, Kelly. How was it to amp up your running and training to do that?
Oh, it's so challenging. I've done quite a lot of half marathons, and that for me is a really nice distance. Like, I enjoy that. I kind of know now that even if I don't train, I could go and run a half marathon. It would be slow, but I could do it. Marathons, I've done a few of those, are a lot harder. They're just, the distance is just massive, and the amount, you know, you have to put into training. And I also think for Mike guiding me on a marathon, you know, it's a long time and a lot of concentration for him as well. But it is a massive sense of achievement. Like, I remember when I did my first London Marathon, it took me forever. But, you know, when I crossed the finish line, it was like the best feeling ever. You know, to think that I'd gone from being an absolute non-runner to doing the London Marathon. I remember, like, being little, and I used to love, like, listening to the London Marathon, like, hearing the music and everything, and thinking, like, wow, how do people do that? And then to be actually doing it myself was just, like, that experience will never be taken away. Like, it is just amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. After our wedding day, Kelly completing the first London Marathon was a highlight of our lives together. It was amazing, because I know how challenging a marathon is, the training, the commitment. It's a lot. Your body's telling you you've got to stop, but you know you've got to keep going. And for Kelly to do that, regardless of the time, if anything, to run it in the times Kelly did is a challenge in itself. To teeter on the balance of, am I pushing her too much? Or can she do it? It was a very fine balance. But for her to finish the London Marathon first one was absolutely amazing.
And how did you celebrate after the marathon? Did you remember, was there sort of cake or pizza or just to sit down?
Do you know what we did? We sat on the floor and ate loads of junk food. All you wanted is like salt and chocolate and anything bad for you.
We did. I think it was chipsticks, I think. That big packet off there.
And I'm guessing that wasn't quite the same menu as your wedding day, or maybe did you have sort of any running friends along? Was sort of that element of your connection included in any way?
So we got married on a Friday because we wanted to park run on Saturday. And yeah, we had quite a lot of our running friends there, didn't we?
We did.
Lots of people there from the running community. And that's been like the really nice thing, as well as meeting Mike. I've made loads of new friends through running. You know, one of the things that we're really keen on doing is getting more blind and partially sighted people to give running a go, or park walk, or volunteering at park run, and just coming down and seeing what it's like. And it'd be lovely to see more people having a go at guide running as well. I just think, like, if someone had told me 8 years ago or something that I was going to do it, I'd be like, no, don't be silly, I can't do that. So, like, I know what it's like to go through that whole process, and I just want to encourage people to just give it a try, because, you know, you never know, you might actually end up loving it like I do.
You hit the headlines. How did you feel kind of when you saw that you were sort of in national newspapers and all that kind of thing?
It was just such a crazy time. So we kept our wedding quite quiet, really. And I posted something on social media just after we'd done park run the day after our wedding, just to say how amazing it is to have been at park run and met someone. And then it was just everywhere. It was a really nice buzz and it was really exciting. But I also thought, oh, this is great because hopefully, visually impaired running and guide running, and hopefully that's been like raised a little bit more. And it might have got one person running, and that's a great thing to me.
It's not something that happens to you every day or most people. To have multiple press contacting Kelly for interviews left, right, and centre, and it was a bit of a whirlwind. It was amazing because it kept the honeymoon period going, and it still is. We just said we've got to use this platform to the best we can.
On the day itself, are there sort of a couple of standout moments that stay really fondly in both of your memory?
Oh, just the whole thing was just lovely from beginning to end. It was just what we wanted. It was just all our friends and family there. I think
It
like
was.
walking in was lovely, like walking in to greet Mike.
Oh, it was amazing. When you walked in, it was a struggle to hold back the tears, I must admit. We just invited people that are very close to us, so it was a nice, relaxed party atmosphere. In the end, we had to tell people to go because no one wanted to leave in the end.
And you had to run the next day, you had to be up.
That following morning park run was amazing as well. Unbeknown to Kelly or I, we were just asked to stand at the back for some unknown reason. And again, Simon was run director that morning. All of a sudden, 300 plus park runners split and he formed a guard of honour for us. And we walked right to the front of the start line with huge applause. Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, really, really lovely.
Has the Guard of Honour kind of encouraged you to sign up to some more races? Do you have any sort of places you're planning on running?
Well, we've tentatively signed up to the Berlin Marathon, but I can't decide whether to do it, whether I can face another marathon. Mike wants to do it because it's the 50th Berlin Marathon and it's his 50th birthday in the same week. So I guess it falls quite nicely.
It forms part of the World Major Marathons, where there's six World Major Marathons across the world, and I've completed all six, finishing in the Tokyo Marathon last March in 2003. So if we go, or when we go, this will be the second time I go and do Berlin.
I feel like after your sort of salty crisp win, a salty German pretzel would be perfect. No perfect beer.
I'll have to fit them into my little bum bag running if we're going to run off pretzels.
Well, where can people stay updated with your races and what you're up to and learn more about you?
So I tend to post quite a lot on social media. So I use X a lot for running and generally promoting guide running and getting people involved. Yeah, my handle on X is just at Barton underscore Kel.
Feel free to contact us. If we don't know the answer, I'm sure Kelly and I will find out and help any listener who wants further information.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly Barton and Mike Leatherbarrow, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy your next parkrun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.